Ray Spooner is no stranger to long-distance cycling. He began commuting on his bike to Parkland College in the 1980s. He's ridden hundreds of miles in the past to raise money for charity, but he's never ridden across the country before and never will again. You see, Ray Spooner has amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. Just over a year ago, Ray had completed a bike ride from Minneapolis back to Champaign-Urbana. He was playing his guitar and noticed that he was having trouble forming the chords with his left hand. Initially, he thought it might be nerve compression from excessive cycling, but in December, a neurologist told him it was likely ALS, and that made Ray start thinking about his bucket list.
So about a month after the diagnosis, we saw somebody else, and he suggested now would be the time to start checking things off our bucket list, and one of those things was this ride. So I said, okay, well, I'll do it next spring of 2016. But he smiled politely and said, if it really is one of the only things on your bucket list, you really should do it this year.
As you can hear, ALS is already affecting Ray's voice. I talked with him recently on the back patio at his home in Urbana. His left arm has been most affected by the disease thus far. He really can't grip anything with his left hand and can only lift the arm to just above waist level. But his legs are still pretty strong. Ray says people have told him that he's crazy for doing this, that it's too extreme. But he says that's the point.
To be honest, this is the only way I know how to react to things is in measures of extremeness. I don't know how to do anything halfway. So I could ride maybe a 500-mile ride or a 1,000-mile ride, but an extreme diagnosis calls for an extreme response.
Like so many people in Champaign-Urbana, when Ray Spooner first came to town in the early 1980s, he didn't think he'd be here very long. He followed his future wife, also named Ray but spelled R-A-E, back to her hometown of Urbana after they met in Israel. After spending a few years in Urbana, they traveled the world for 3 years, trying to find the perfect place to live. It turns out that they'd already found it, and returned to Urbana, where Ray pursued an unusual career path as a midwife, a career where his soft voice was a benefit.
But I used to be fairly soft-spoken, and it just seemed to help people. And I got to thinking, well, if just being myself could actually help people get through this very difficult event in life, and maybe that's something I should look more into. To be honest, it's the only job I've ever held in my life where the volume of my voice wasn't a liability.
Ray Spooner has delivered more than 2,000 babies as a midwife before the ALS diagnosis forced him to shift into prenatal care. Speaking of that diagnosis, I asked Ray what he wants people to know about his fight against ALS.
You know, the thing about a fight, I think there is, it's a two-way thing where the outcome is in question. The thing with ALS, unfortunately, the outcome is not in question. So it's not so much a fight as it is trying to develop this intensely intimate relationship with somebody that you're not particularly fond of.
It may not be a fight that Ray Spooner is having with ALS, but he's certainly not giving up. Ray says that some people have called him a hero for what he's about to do, riding his bicycle across the country. He has a bit of a different take.
I am not a hero in my eyes. I'm just doing this thing to raise money and awareness to give back to the people who have supported us. But anything I'm doing, that person exists within every single one of us.
Ray is raising money for charity with this ride, as he has done so many times previously. This time, 100% of the proceeds are going to the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which Ray says is the biggest financial supporter of ALS research. Ray Spooner's group of 8 people, 6 cyclists, and 2 drivers of support vehicles leaves from San Diego this Sunday, October 18th. The plan is to average riding about 150 miles per day, which would put them at their final destination, St. Petersburg, Florida, in about 3 weeks. Ray says he's been amazed by the amount of support that he's gotten from his friends and family, including those who are riding with him.
I always imagined I would do this one day, but I thought I would just do it on my own because I didn't think anyone would be crazy enough to come with me. But there are quite a few people who are taking a huge chunk of time out of their lives to come along with us.
Ray Spooner has been training as much as he can for this bike ride across the country. He's not exactly sure what will happen, but says that he's as ready for his little ride as he can be.
Right now, this is all just a theory. We have no idea what on earth we're getting into. But, you know, you can only be so prepared, and after that, you just have to have some faith and go.
Speaking of faith, one of the other items on Ray's bucket list was to have a bar mitzvah. That's an item he was able to check off the list in July. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media.